今天我要分析大家分享的是我们要欢喜快乐。
Today I want to share with you that we to rejoice.
在圣经里面很多处都是告诉我们我们要欢喜快乐。
There are many times in the Bible where it tells us to rejoice in the Lord.
我们知道第一个是帖撒罗尼迦。
One of the most well known is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16 to 18.First Thessalonians chapter 5 chapter 5 verse 16 to 18.
那你说你要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
It says, Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus.
然后他接下来说，不要消灭圣灵的感动，不要藐视先知的讲论，但是要反思查炼，善美的要持守，各样的恶事要禁绝不做。
And following that, Paul says, do not quench the spirit, do not despise prophecies, test all things, hold fast to what is good, and abstain from every form of evil. Philippians chapter 4,
第四章第四节
chapter 4,
那里告诉我们，你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。
He says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Philippians 4 verse 4.
那里接下来他说，当众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经尽了，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐世人意外的平安，在基督耶稣里要保守你们的心怀意念。
And following that in verse 5 it says, Let your gentleness be known to all men, as the Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
接下来第八节他说，你们弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行。赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
Verse 8 and verse 9, Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just,Whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. And the things which you've learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. And the God of peace will be with you. Matthew chapter 5.
在八福里面，耶稣在三章所分享的在八福里面的第十一节。
On the Sermon Mount, Matthew chapter 5.
他说人因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了，你们就当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。
Matthew 5, 11 and 12, Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Praise God. Often we don't understand.Why people might give us trouble? Why they might target us?
耶稣说你要欢喜快乐。
But Jesus says rejoice.
做一个基督徒。
As a Christian,
我们和人家不一样。
We are different.
最重要的就是神在观察我们每一个人。
And the most important thing to know is that God looks and watches over us all the time. He's
他是无所不知、无所不能、无所不在的上帝。
He's an all-knowing, all-powerful, all-ever-present God.
你心里面的动机
your motive. Your motive.
你想要做的事
the things
你这个人怎么样
what you are like.
上帝都是非常的清楚。
All these things are very clear to the Lord.
上帝清清楚楚的
He knows
知道你所行的每一件事
Everything that you do.
刚才主要说过他也说就是神认识你和我
And Joel also touched on this before. He said the Lord knows us.
这个就是我们每个基督徒最大的安慰
So intimately. And this is our greatest assurance.
就是虽然有时候人家不明白我们
So we know if even though people may not understand us
但是神明白他认识你和我
Yet we know that God knows us
我们知道神给我们这个生命
He's given us life
他的旨意是要祝福我们
And his purpose
他要丰盛的祝福我们
And he wants to bless us abundantly
所以我们知道
So we know
我们有主与我们同在。
If we have God, He is with us.
他明白我们。
And He understands us.
所以我们就能够每时每刻在他里面欢喜快乐。
So we can rejoice in Him any time of the day.
无论何时。
No matter what happens.
所以呢，帖撒罗尼迦的教会，这个保罗告诉他们，也是一样的告诉你和我，提醒你和我，我们要常常喜乐。
And what Paul said to the Thessalonian church, he says to us also, we need to rejoice always.
我们要不住的祷告，不管什么事临到你
without ceasing, no matter what is happening to you.
因为若一个人假如不高兴，
if there is one person who is not happy and there is no joy,
问题就是这个人可能有很多的埋怨。
Then the problem is that that person will probably also have many complaints.
所以他没有喜乐。
So there is no joy.
可能他心里面没有满足感。
Perhaps there is no satisfied feeling inside.
所以他心里面就开始怪哦，天气不好，或者什么人不好，或者什么事不好，或者没有机会，使他不高兴。
So they blame their dissatisfaction on people, or on the weather, or on the government, or something else.
但是圣经里面告诉我们
But the Bible tells us
若我们一个人没有喜乐
If a person has no joy
心里面充满着苦衷
And there is a bitterness inside you
在箴言书要使我们的灵枯干
The Proverbs in the Bible tells us that it makes us dry up
要使我们的骨头
And it causes our bones
也是枯干
To dry up
所以很重要我们有这个喜乐的心
So it's very important to haveJoyful heart. And that is our strength.
所以靠着喜乐就是我们的力量。
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
所以非常的重要我们有这个观念。
So we need to have that perspective.
不是只有很好的日子一切都非常的好才喜乐。
We should not only be happy when it's good and everything is smooth and there's no problem.
我们基督徒欢喜快乐是我们的本性。
The joy and rejoicing is part of our makeup. It's part of our character.
因为我们有耶稣与我们同在。
We have Jesus.
他的平安在我们里面。
And His peace is inside us.
上个星期我们分享，主耶稣的旨意是你和我蒙得救。
Last week I shared that the Lord Jesus came so that we would be saved.
这个的旨意是什么？神的目的在基督的身上是什么？
Jesus' whole mission, his whole purpose for coming on the earth was that. And what does it mean to have a purpose?
上个星期我们分享过，神要改变我们的 priority， 就是我们的 purpose。神给我们的旨意是什么？上个星期我们分享了。
Last week.
他要给彼得出去抓鱼，渔夫要抓到很多鱼，是不是他要帮助他，使他能够抓到更多的鱼，让他继续以后做渔夫？还是他说些很重要的话？耶稣告诉彼得和那些门徒说些什么呢
Last week, we learned about what our purpose in life is, our first primary purpose in life, after loving God. And what did Jesus tell Peter? Because that's our key to understanding this. What did Jesus tell Peter?
他叫彼得你要跟从我，叫他的门徒要跟从我。
他说一句话，我要使你。 And then he said,
得人如得，amen，一百分。
I will make you
一百分，要给他一百分。哎，哈利路亚，感谢主，真的，那个用处一百分，安迪也给你一百分。 Follow me, I shall make you the fishers of men.
Yeah.
If you follow me, I will make you fishers of men. 如果你来跟从我，我要使你得人如得鱼。
If you follow me, I will make you fishers of men.
在神的眼中最重要就是这个生命，就是这个灵魂蒙得救。
The most treasured thing in the eyes of God is the saving of souls.
你知道有一天我们空空手的回到上帝的面前。
One day we will go to heaven with empty hands.
一切的钱财你带不走。
You can't take any of your possessions or riches with
you. 但是你不用空空的手去。
But you don't need to be completely empty when you go to heaven.
为什么？阿克用书一定有答案。 为什么?
Uncle Yong Su might know why.
我们可以带什么?
What can we bring? If we can't bring anything,
灵魂,
what
can
we bring?
Yes. 得救的灵魂.
We bring the people, the souls who were saved.
当你领导人接受耶稣基督为救主,
when you cause people to accept Jesus Christ, when you
你的手不是空的,
when you tell them the gospel,
因为你要带着你的朋友, 你的亲戚, 你所领导他们接受主的，很多人跟着你一起上天堂。
Then when you go to heaven, there will be many people who will follow you to heaven. And that's coming with something.
所以我们就有唱这首歌, 就是不要让我们空手回天家。 我们要两边手满满的带着很多人来到神的面前。
So let us not go to heaven empty-handed. Let us go with both hands completely full.
所以我们上次分享过，耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
So we shared before that Jesus died on the cross for us.
使我们和他有关系。
So that we could have a relationship with
him. 那时候主要也是说过，神要更加的认识你和我。
And Joel also alluded to today that God wants to know us more.
还有他要我们和他有关系。
He wants us to have an intimate relationship with him.
这个关系不只是普通的关系, Hello, God bless you, 走了。And
this relationship is not the Hello, God bless you relationship.
你再问他, 这个人的名字是什么, 他家里怎么, 你说我不知道。And
if anyone was to ask you about that person, what's the person's name, or what's happening in their house, how many people have they got in their family, and you don't know, that's not the relationship God
其实呢,
That kind of relationship is very superficial.
你只知道这个人呢是你的同事或者你的同学。
And on that level of relationship, you might only know that that person is your colleague or a classmate.
他的事你都不知道。
But you don't know anything about their life.
你也不能帮助他，他也不能帮助你。
You can't help them in the
deep
needs of their life, and they can't help you. The relationship that we are talking about with God
亲密的关系
is a very personal relationship.
神要我们和他有这个亲密的关系。
He wants us to know him very deeply.
当你和一个人有亲密的关系,
when you have a deep personal relationship with someone,
你的心,
your heart,
你就想要和他分享你的心,
is able to be shared with that person.
你若有难题,
if you have problems,
你第一个人一定是去找他。
The first person you would look for is that person that you have a deep relationship with.
这就是神要我们所做的。
And this is what God wants us to have with him.
我们要和他有这个特别的关系。
He wants us to have
所以他为我们死在十字架上。
And so he died on the cross for us.
使我们和他有关系。
So that relationship with him is possible.
这个关系是两方面的。
And relationships are always two-way.
不是单方面的。
It is not one-way only.
比如说我和光耀我们两个是夫妻27年多。
Now, for example, if Pastor Yong and my mom, is an example, they're 27 years together.
如果我每次他跟我说话，我都不说，
if,
我都不讲他，我的事告诉他。
If he tells her about his problems or his life, what he might tell her things, but she never shares her side of things.
那我呢，什么都不说。
And I never tell him anything.
这样的关系能够成就吗？
Will that relationship
last? 单方面远远没有用的。
So, one way relationships are empty and they're not really relationships at all. So, for it, in another way to say it is that you must have two hands hitting each other to make a sound. If one hand was to try and make a noise by itself, it is just hitting the air.
刚才我们说我们的心渴慕做神
，and we prayed before that our hearts would be hungry for the Lord.
我们的心所爱慕的是神
，and we need to be hungry for the Lord and want him.
因为他爱你和我
，desire him.
现在我们回应他的爱
，and because he loves us, we respond to that love.
因为他爱你
，because he loves you,
我们也爱他
，we also love him.
所以我们跟神分享。
So we share things with him.
你知道神也要和你分享。
Do you know God also wants to share
things with you? 刚才我们所唱的歌
，We're
reaching out to heaven.
We sang before, reaching for you.
就是我们伸出我们的手。你说神啊，我仰望你，我要触摸你。
And that's reaching out our hands to say, God,
提醒我。
I want you, I desire you. Teach me, reveal to me
your will.在我这个生命上
，in my life，
在这世界上，你要我做什么？求你启示我
，show me what you want me to do in this world。
你知道，神就开始启示你
，and God will show you。
慢慢的，他启示你
，slowly he will show it to you。
当你更像他说话的时候
，when you
他要慢慢告诉你他的心里面想什么
，then God will share with you what is in his heart。
那神开始跟你分享他心中的秘密的时候
，and when God tells you the secrets of His heart，
那你说哦，原来神啊，你心里面痛，因为那个人很需要帮助贫穷。
You may be able to come to the stage where you realize, well, God, you're grieving today because there's somebody that you want to help。
所以心里神心疼他其中一个孩子呢。不舒服，生病，没有人帮助他，要你去帮助他。
And if the heart of God is hurting because somebody's needs have needs, and he might want you to go and reach out to that person.
那你就说神啊，让我的手成为你的手。
And you can pray, God, let my hands,
能够走你的路。
Be your hands, let my legs walk where you want to go.
那你就愿意去帮助一个人。
And be willing to go help that person that God is
talking
about.
这样神的心就成为你的心。
In that way, God's heart becomes your heart.
那神的爱就开始感动你。
And His love moves you to work on His behalf.
这才是我们基督徒生命的开始。
And this is where the life of a Christian begins.
所以耶稣说你就是世上的光。
And this is why Jesus says, we are the light of the world.
因为你开始成为这个光。
Because you begin to be
去帮助那些在黑暗里的。
A light to the people who are in darkness.
所以有病的才需要医生。
Because only the sick need a healer, need a doctor.
没有病的不需要医生。
Those who are not sick don't need doctors.
所以耶稣说你要跟从我。
So Jesus says, follow me.
你要使我，我要使你得人如得鱼。
I will make you fishers.
我要你为我来发光。
I want you to shine my light.
我告诉你，问题就在这里开始了。
But I tell you that that's where the problem is.
为什么问题在这边开始
？Why is there a problem in this part?
在这一个地方黑暗，然后你的光照在那个地方，为什么有一个问题
？And then, but.If there is darkness and you are the light in that darkness, why does the problem start there?
为什么
？Why?
你想为什么会有发生问题
？Think about why would you start getting problems when you shine your light?
那个地方都是黑暗的，你光，你是一盏光。
Everywhere around you is dark.
你开始照在那地方，你走进来的时候，靠近的时候，
but you're shining a bright light.
黑暗的时候看不到，看不看到他们所做的恶的作为？在呀，看不到。当你光照，你是光，开始照这个地方的，什么事情发生？
So,
就看见，对了，就看见他们行恶的，做坏事的，就能够很清楚的看出他们做的坏事。
People who are doing evil things, they do them in darkness, and spiritual or physical. And, but when you are shining a bright light and you walk into a dark place, then all the evil things that people do or think, all these things are exposed to how bad they actually are.
所以你看吸毒的人，做坏事的人。
So you can see the drug people who are druggies or, do evil things.
强气各方面，他都是在黑暗的时候做。
When they fight and all that, they tend to do it in dark places.
啊，黑暗，他想人家看不见。
Where people they hope can't see.
那些在黑暗中做事的都是做坏的。
The things that you do in the dark tend to be the things that you are afraid of people seeing, afraid of people knowing about.
当你是一盏光
but if you are a light,
这个地方的时候
and you shine on that dark part, when they are doing those wrong things, do you think those people would leave you alone?
他会不会给你麻烦?
Will they give you problems?
就是这样，当你呢 Hannah 就点点头，可能他有经验过，当你要和人家分享耶稣基督
and perhaps you might have had this experience before, when youShare the gospel of Jesus Christ.
你要领导他们来归向主。
And you want to bring them to the presence of God so that they know Him as God.
可能你这个朋友就大骂你一顿。
Perhaps that friend will scold you instead.
如果这个他那个朋友呢，开始有个感动。
If that friend starts to be moved by what you say,
可能就有撒旦的作为开始感动他的家人或者其他的朋友来给你麻烦。
Perhaps then Satan will, stir up problems in their family or in their friends.
在圣经里面耶稣提醒我们。
The Bible reminds us.
因为你是一盏光。
Because you are a light.
因为你有这个使命。
Because you've got this mission, this,
耶稣要你是万民成为他的门徒。
This commission that sends you to the world to make disciples of all nations.
要使你得人如得鱼。
This commission that makes you a fisher of men.
撒旦想办法要阻止你。
Satan will think of ways to stop you, to make you ineffective.
所以在基督徒每个人的生命上。
So in every Christian person's life,
如果你愿意站在神的公义、神的话语上去做
，If you are willing to stand in God's righteousness and to do what He asks you to do，
你多多少少你必定会遇到逼迫。
One way or another, you will receive persecution。
当你遇到逼迫的时候
，But when you are persecuted，
你当欢喜快乐。
God, Jesus tells us, rejoice.
因为你在发光。
Because then you know you are shining a light。
他们就开始麻烦。
Oh, see, they're giving me problems.
如果你在学校里面
，If you're in school，
啊，其他的孩子都是大吵大闹
，and
都做不好的事
，all the other
考试呢开始偷抄骗人
being loud in class, not listening, or they're cheating in exams，
他们做错事
，they're doing bad, the wrong thing。
如果你告诉他们不可以这么做
，and if you tell them don't do that，
你坚持不这么做
，then don't do it。
如果你想告诉你的老师
，If you want to tell your teacher，
哎，某某人他做这个事不对。
Oh, somebody, this person has been doing, you know, that bad thing。
你想会什么事情发生
？Do you think anything will happen？
他们一定给你麻烦，可能
他们
要打你。
They might want to bash you up。
可能他们全部都要喝起来，不跟你做朋友。
They might all gang together and say we're not going to be friends with that person anymore。
可能他在班上就处处找你麻烦。
They might。Search you out just to give you problems.
可能他故意给你麻烦。
Perhaps their mission after that is just to
他要害你。
They want to hurt you.
有一个有一个我的朋友的孩子。
I had
他在有一间中学里。
A friend's son. He Yeah. He was at high school and they want to hurt him.
因为他不要做他们其他人做的事。
Because he refused to do what they were doing.
你知道他们手里拿着一些东西看老师来了。
So they all had something in their hands and they waited for the teacher to come.
他故意放在那个孩子的包上书包上。
And they were,hid that thing in the, person's bag.
那这个孩子呢莫名其妙他都不知道老师一查书包在他的书包里。
And that poor kid didn't know what was going on. And when the teacher was looking in everybody's bag, they found that thing in his bag.
假如这个孩子说我不知道。
And if the kid says, I don't know what happened,
不是我的。
It's not mine.
但是老师明明找到他在书包里面。
It was still very clear that thing was found in his bag.
所以我们做一个基督徒。
So as Christians,
我们可以知道。
We can know.
也心里面要有准备
，and we need to prepare.
这个 beep 从世界上来是必定有的。
For persecution that will surely come.
但是我们自己要警惕，要警醒。
But we ourselves must be alert.
我们自己拿着包，要自己看住，不要让人家东西放你里面。
If we have our belongings, we need to look after them really carefully and make sure that it's not easy for someone else to go into.
我们自己做事情也要小心。
We have to be careful with what we do.
让他们来乱冤枉的时候。
So that when people try to point the finger at us,
我们能够站立得稳。
We can be sure and stable and it'll be hard for them to blame us.
因为你没有这么做。
Because you never do things like that.
神必定要能够为你站立。
And God will stand with you.
所以你在学校里。
So in school.
在工作的地方。
In at work.
无论是因着耶稣的名字。如果你是因着耶稣的名字被毁谤。
If you are being persecuted because of the name of Jesus.
因为做神的公义。
Because you are doing the right thing.
那你就可以欢喜快乐。
Then you can rejoice.
那你就是有福的人。因为神必定要帮助你。
You know that you will be blessed because God sees things like this.
但是神有时候没有马上的帮助你使你从那个问题中走出来。
And God will help you, but
很多时候神要我们要学习。
He may not act straight away. He might want us to learn something first. He might want us to face the problem.
我们基督徒的生命
，the life of a Christian，
就很好比呢，像一个上进那个军营一样
，is very much like the life of a soldier in training。
你知道我们像一个军事一样，你当你去 army camp， 你要去军营里面，一定有很多的训练。
When you become a soldier and you go to the training camp, you will go through a lot of training exercises.
很多体力的训练。
It will be a lot of challenging.
很多的感情思想上的训练。
And it will challenge you in your emotions, in your decision making, your thinking.
所以我随时要有这个警惕的心。
So,
做一个准备。
So we too as Christians must prepare ourselves.
所以当你遇到问题的时候
，So when you come against the problem，
你不会跌倒
，Don't fall。
你不会说，哎呀，这个人这样说我，我都不敢说，我都不敢说话了。这个不是方法。
You won't say, oh no, I'm scared to talk anymore or anything, because you will realize what is happening, what's really going on.
那你也不可以说我非常生气
，and you cannot say
恨这个人
，I'm going to get angry, I hate that person。
这个也不是办法。
This is also not the right way to do
things。如果你这样做，你和他们一样，你就不成为光了。
If you react that way, then you're acting just like someone else in the world。
那你就套在撒旦的网罗里面
，and you are walking straight into the trap of Satan。
那你怎么呢？在你的大学里、中学里，在你工作的地方，在你每天生命上，怎么样能够？胜过这个逼迫而且更加刚强。
So then, if you are being persecuted in school or at work or somewhere else, what do you do?
你怎么样能够像军
How can you overcome?
一样当你呢走出来你是一个被建立被装备的基督徒。
How can you as a Christian come out of that problem stronger, more capable,
that you are truly being equipped, being empowered, truly being trained to be a trained army, that able to fight and to be a conqueror to conquer. 所以很重要，我们的基督徒真要我们能够经过这些困难考验之后，能够成为一个得胜有余的基督徒。
God wants us to use these times of challenges and problems to become powerful and overcoming, conquering victorious Christians.
我在学校里面也常常跟孩子分享这个。
In school, I often share this with the students.
我认为呢，这个时候我们心里面必定要做一个刚强的基督徒。
We must be strong.
我们心里必定要有这个准备。
And we must prepare in our hearts to be firm.
因为这些经节我们每一天我们那些学生要背这个经节，现在他们很多可以背第一节到第十二节。
This year, students in my school memorizing Matthew chapter 5. So we've been sharing this, and a lot of them now can recite verse 1 to verse 12.
我也鼓励你们也来呢，来背这个经节，从马太福音第五章开始，你开始背这些经节。
And I also encourage you to memorize scripture, just like.
所以呢，我们怎么能够胜过这个逼迫？人家来诬告你的这样的逼迫。
How do we overcome persecution?
你知道，你明明知道你没有做。
You know,
没有做这件事，人家是捏造的。
You know very clearly that you didn't do this, but you were framed, you were set up.
那呢？
Then,
第一点最重要，圣经说
what do you do?
你要感谢，凡事谢恩。
That you must give thanks in everything.
刚才我们说了，帖撒罗尼迦第五章第十六节到十八节，就是你要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，要凡事谢恩，因为这是神的旨意。所以呢，不管是人家说什么，第一件事你要记住，你要感谢神。
So, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, it says, Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, number 2, number 3, give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God through Christ Jesus concerning you. So, when we are persecuted, the first thing we need to do is to give thanks.
为什么能感谢神？当人家乱说你。
Why should we thank God if people are saying the wrong thing about us?
圣经里面告诉我们还要欢喜快乐。第一点，他要我们欢喜快乐，然后不住的祷告。
The Bible tells us to rejoice always.
他要感谢神。
Then number two to pray.
这些是不容易做的。
And number three to thank God for it. These are all not easy to do.
我记得当人家诬告我这么多次，我当我在侍奉上。
For the many times in my season of ministry, there have been many times where people have
falsely accused me.
Falsely accused me. Yes.
就是呢，我们没有做错，没有做到的事，也没有想到的事。
We haven't thought of doing that. We never did that.
他们说你这么做。
But they accused us and said, "This is what you've done."
他们呢可以呢诬告我们
，They can accuse us，
诽谤我们
，They can
捏造这个谣言，没有可能，没有这件事实
，And they grab hold and accuse you of something where there is no substance to that accusation。
我就祷告神了，怎么会这样的事情发生
？And I prayed, God, how did this happen？
所以呢，那每个人他们所说的，我就在想一想。
And every time people say something, I think about it.
很多时候我们要试问我们自己。
We need to ask ourselves,
我真的有没有这么做
？Did I really do something like that？
我真的是不是像他们说的这个人
？Am I really the person they say？
所以我们要祷告。
We need to pray.
要祷告神查查我们的心
，and ask the Lord
查自己
to search our heart.
神啊，你试试我。
To shine a light in us, and then you can search your heart as well.
大卫王他说：“神试验我的心，给我这一颗清洁的心。”
Just like King David said, Lord, search my heart and cleanse me.
Give me a clean heart. 这是给我一颗清洁的心，让我更懂得来仰望你。
So that I'll know to trust you.
也更 depend on you more.
Depend on you more.
所以呢，我们更知道神啊，我的仰望在于你。
So we can say, God, our hope is in you.
当我们遇到这样的情景的时候
，when we have a problem like that,
我们更能够来查圣经。
We can search the scriptures.
更亲近神。
And draw closer to
God. 更仰望他。
And trust him even more.
使我们的信心更加坚固。
And our faith will be strengthened.
我们知道人可以错怪我们。
People can say the wrong things about us.
人可以随便乱说。
People can say whatever they want.
但是我们的神认识你和我。
But God knows you and I.
他知道我们所做所说的。
He knows what we've done. He knows what we said.
若我们真是有时候不小心使人家错怪，就是人家 misunderstand， 可能我们讲话讲得不清楚。
If we have really done something that has caused people to misunderstand or misinterpret what we've said or done，
或者有时候我们的态度
，or perhaps our attitude，
也使人家错怪我们
has stumbled people，
是若我们这一方面有软弱
，if there is a weakness in us，
那我们开始求主帮助我们改正自己
，then we need to。Really work on it and pray and ask God to help us in that area.
让我们知道怎么样的前进
so that we know how to move forward.
但是最重要，我们心有这一颗心，原谅这个人。
But we must also be willing to forgive those people.
我记得最重要呢，遇到困难的时候，我记住耶稣挂在十字架上。
Every time I've had tons of accusations and problems, I always remember Jesus hanging on the cross.
好像我眼睛可就看到耶稣挂在十字架上。
And it's as if I can see him hanging there.
他为我的罪，
he
为世人的罪被钉在十字架上。
For the sins of the world.
他们还在骂他，他们还在诬告他，他们还用他们的口水吐他。他们还说很多的坏话。
He was hanging there in pain, dying for them, and they were still rebuking him and scolding him and spitting at him and saying all sorts of things.
耶稣说了什么？
What did Jesus say?
耶稣说一句话非常重要。
Jesus said something that was very important. What did he say?
Amen. Praise God. 又拿一百分。
哇！
因为他说他说什么？父啊！求你赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing.
Say louder.
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing.
那个时候，神就帮助我，就提醒我说：“神啊，求你赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。”
So I was reminded of that, and I prayed and said, "God, help me to forgive them because they do not know what they're doing."
这个非常重要。
So、
我们心里面就肯定，我们是站在神的一旁，因为我们的心要原谅他们。
Be very sure, and we stand with God.
我们不要记恨在心。
We cannot allow hate to.
你若恨他们
，to reside in us.
你若开始讨厌他们
，if you begin to hate them.
记住他们所想的，然后呢
？And remember what
they say. 你每天就烦恼
，and worry about
that
every day.
怎么报复？怎么回报他们？
And react angrily and think of ways to get revenge.
那你就睡不着。
Then you won't be able to sleep.
你心里又跳得快。
And your heart will.
你做什么事情就做不来。
Really fast, and you can't do anything right anymore.
可能你本来没有错。
Perhaps you never did anything wrong.
假如你开始生气。
But if you begin to get angry,
你想要做什么？
And you want to do something about it.
那你真的就做错了。
Then you have done something wrong.
你真的他们所做的，你说哈，你看我说的说中了，他就是这样的人。
And then you will confirm what they're saying. They'll say, "See, they are that kind of person."
所以很重要。
So it's very important. We must be thankful.
为他们祷告。
We must pray for them.
一个人要害你，一个人要说你坏，你为他祷告。
It's very important when somebody is hurting you and they're trying to give you trouble. You must pray for them.
还有我们要记住，万事都互相效力啊！所以要接下去。那是按照他所呼召的。OK， 讲英文的，所以讲恒英今天拿了很多一百分、三百分的。Hannah 说
，Does anybody else
Hannah 刚才说了 ，Want to say
all things
continue more？
Okay, say the Bible verse. Who knows that Bible verse?
All things. Romans
chapter 8, verse 28. Work together for good to those who love the Lord and
to them
who are called according
to
His
according to His purpose.
Yes.
All things work together for good to them that love God, to them that so called according to His purpose. 万事都互相效力，叫爱主的人得益处，那些是按照他所呼召的。So, 很重要。我们知道。我们信主耶稣为救主的。
When we, if we, for those of us who know Jesus as our Lord and Savior,
耶稣是你我的主。
Jesus is your Lord and my Lord. He is our King.
我们的生命在他的手里。
Our lives are in his hands.
一切在他掌管之下。
And everything is in, under his sovereignship.
没有什么人能够动你。
Nobody can touch you.
因为神与我同在。
Because God is with you, because He is protecting you.
那个时候，当我遇到很大困难的时候
，In that time when I had quite a big problem,
神就给我这个很漂亮的一个意象。
Jesus gave me a very pretty picture.
神给我这个意象是这样。
And the picture was this.
啊，这个小女孩
is a little girl.
她安静的、很高兴的坐在这一个凳子上。
Who was very happily and quietly sitting on top of a stool.
啊，他跟神来交往。
And she was talking with God.
他非常的高兴。
And she was very happy.
他四周围呢，就是有这个宝库。
And all around her.
啊，这样呢，就是啊，看不见的这个玻璃。
Was like an invisible shield.As if it was glass all around her.
啊，也是 invincible， 就是能不能够攻进的这个城墙。
And she was, and this shield was not just invisible, it was invincible. So nobody can get through.
高兴地坐在里面。
And she's just sitting very happily inside that.
然后 that
protection.
现在我再看的时候，我就看到外面。
And then when I looked again, I saw outside.
外面开始有人。
Were people.
敲敲这个墙。敲敲这个玻璃
，trying to knock on the glass，
啊，开始
的
做鬼脸
，and they're making funny faces，
啊，要吸引这个小女孩的注意力
，trying to distract that girl，
然后他又骂她
，and scolding her，
然后就叫踢她
，trying to
啊，用种种的方法要使这个女孩
，trying all sorts of different ways to hurt her and kill her， make her angry。
或者呢，开始呢做一些她不该做的
，or make her do something that she shouldn't do。
这个外面的这些影响，就是要这个女孩要有反应。
The people on the outside were trying to make that girl respond to them。
这个就是撒旦的想法，撒旦的目的。
That is the purpose of Satan when he tries to give you problems.
因为你和神沟通。
Because you're having a relationship with God.
他就要想害你，吸你的注意力。
He's trying to stop you, trying to
来反应啦，要你来生气。
Trying to make you angry so that you
break off from that relationship. 你若也开始呢，要替他，要做来反应，也跟他大骂。
He wants you to scold back, to hit back.
这个时候上帝就提醒我
And God reminded me.
He said, be still and know that I'm God. 他说你要平静安静坐在神的面前。你要看到的神的救恩领到你。
If you are quiet and still, you will see the salvation of God.
你要知道神与你同在。
You must know that God
is with you.
And if He is with you,
谁能够抵挡你？
Who can stop you?
If God is for me,
who can
be
against
me?
Yeah.
很重要，若神与我一旁，谁能够抵挡我？若呢，他们在外面做什么，我在神的保护下。
People can do whatever they want, but you are under the protection of God.
他不能够动到我。
And they can't hurt you.
所以上帝告诉我，那个时候。
God told me at that time.
他清楚地启示我。
Very clearly,
你若反应。
If you respond,
就很像。你开始呢犯罪，因为你生气，你生气就犯罪。
Then
你想要回报报仇，那你就犯罪。
If you try to respond to those accusations or the problems, then you will sin.
那个门就开了。
Then you are opening the door.
那个撒旦 撒旦就能够进入了害你了。
So that Satan can't actually come in and hurt you.
现在若你都不做任何反应。
So at the moment, if you don't respond,
你看到他们要害你。
And you can see that they are trying to hurt you.
你继续跪在那边继续为他们祷告。
But you continue to stay there and pray for them.
你不住的祷告。
And you pray without ceasing.
不住祷告神来感动他们。
And pray without ceasing that God would touch them.
他看你没有什么反应
，and they see you not responding.
他们一定乖乖的一个一个走了，很像那个狗打败仗了，它尾巴就弯下来，那没有的人跟他打仗，他就摇摇就走开了。
Then there will be like dogs who just drop their tails and walk away.
That's why in Ephesians say resist the evil, and they will run from. Resist the devil, they will flee from you. 就是呢，当你呢阻挡撒旦呢。攻击的时候，他一定从你面前逃走。
So the Bible says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
所以今天非常重要，我们能够感谢神。
So today it's very important we can praise God,
因为他是我们的主。
Because he is our Lord.
因为万事都互相效力。
Because all things
叫爱主的人得益处。
Happen for good to those who love the Lord.
因为有时候这个时候使我们更能够呢训练我们的忍耐
，because these things are allowed so that we might be trained，
就有这个忍耐
，we might be equipped and be patient。
这个就是呢我们呢的character 建立，行为的得到建立。
And these are the times where your character is built，
就能够更像主耶稣
，to be more like Jesus。
你开始有主耶稣这样的爱
，and you begin to have more of the love of Jesus.
你若只是爱你所那些爱你的人
，if you only love the people who love you，
耶稣说每个人都这样，每世人都这样。
Jesus says, then you're no different to the rest of the world because that's what they do.
耶稣叫我们要爱我们的敌人，为他们祷告。
But Jesus wants us to love those who hate us.
是非常重要。
Love our enemies.
不管人家对我们怎么样
，So it's very important no matter what how people treat you.
为他们祷告，把这件事交托给神。
You must love them and you must pray for them.
很多时候人家算是以前说我啊，可能这个他是异端，他教的东西不按照圣经。
In the past, people have accused me of teaching being like a cult.
那我每次更要查圣经
，and then because of that, I search the scriptures even more.
我讲的东西我不要讲外，我只要说圣经的话语，不要说人的典章。
So then I purpose from then on that I would only preach exactly what the Bible says.
所以我知道我教的是按照圣经的话语，不是按照人所说的。
So that I know I'm not just repeating what someone else has said.
也不是宗教的典章
from the Bible.
也是不宗教的法律律法。It's not a religious doctrine.
It's not doctrine.
Or law.
Yeah.
我们是叫圣经的话语。
We are teaching
但是有生命的
the word of God.
很重要，有时候，这个时候更帮助我。那我想我跟你来分享神的话语的时候。
And this helped me some more as well, so that when I want to share the gospel with someone,
你也要查圣经。
Then I want you also to...When I teach you the word of God, sorry, I want you to search the scriptures as well.
我知道我们其中兄弟姐妹有的每一次要查查我讲的对不对。
I know there are people here who are always searching and checking what I'm saying.
其实这个非常好。
And I think this is very good.
这是对的。
This is what you should be doing.
应该这样。我们做基督徒应该要殷勤 ,diligent.
Christians should be diligent.
因为我们要查看我这牧师讲的对不对，不对呢，我要跟他说一说，很像圣经我没有找到。
And,
你找给我看，你讲的在圣经哪一个页讲的
？You need to be checking and saying, did the Bible really say that? And if you can't find it, then you need to come to me and ask the pastor. I can't find this in the Bible. Why did you say this?
And 在哪一个地方
？Where did you find?
请你给我看一看。
Where did you say that from?
这样呢，我们就互相的帮助，
In、
在主里面更加刚强，更加建立。
We help each other and we strengthen one another.
有一天有人来，又来诬告，来回谤我们的时候
，so that one day when people try to accuse us again,
那我们更加坚定，在圣经里面明明这么说。
We can say this is exactly what the Bible says. It's so clear.
是非常好。
So this is very good.
你每一次听了，你要回去查查圣经的里面是不是真的像他所说的。
Every time, you hear the word of God being preached, you need to go home and search it.
那呢，我们这样就能够同心合意。
In this way, we can be united together. Walking together in the love of God.
那神的大能要彰显在我们每一个人身上。
And then the power of God can be made manifest among us.
所以呢，当我们开始有感恩，有感谢神。
So if we begin to thank God.
当我们遇到逼迫，遇到困难。
Whenever we have persecutions or problems.
第一点要感恩。
Then first,
第二点，你要开始呢，找到这个原因，为什么我可以欢喜快乐。
Then the second thing you need to do in that difficult time is to look for something that you can praise God for. In that situation.
所以你要找一个经节。
So look for a scripture.
为什么我可以欢喜快乐
？Why I can rejoice?
就刚才我们呢，开始祷告，神啊，你向我说话。
Like before, I said we can pray. God, reveal to me.
那神的话语开始来指示你。So we pray for Rima, 就是神的话语彰显。The word Rima 就是神，这个活水就是神的话语开始彰显，让你明白。
We pray for a revealed word or word of God that is made clear to you so that you understand it.
在你那个某种的情况下
，so in that situation，
那你看了你能够明白
，when you see it， you
然后你也能够派上场，知道怎么的抓住他的话语
，you can apply it and know what to do。
是我们做基督徒
，so as Christians，
遇到困难你要懂得怎么找答案
，whenever you have problems， you need to know how to respond，
how to get answer，
how to get an answer
from God， get solution from God。就是怎么得到答案？怎么得到答案呢
？How do you get an answer from God？
你开始祷告
，You start to pray。
找哪一本书？找圣经的哪一本书
？And look within a book of the Bible。
然后你查到那本书的时候
，And when you look in there，
然后你就祷告，神啊，哪一个经节？
Then you ask God, God, which book should I be looking at？ Okay， and then when you're looking in that book， God asks him， Lord， which verse？
那打开我的眼睛，让我能够开始明白你的话语。
Open my eyes so that I can see you.
向我说话。
Teach me, speak to me.
鼓励我。
Encourage me.
神就开始鼓励帮助你。
And God will begin to help you.
当我遇到困难的时候。
Now, when I have problems,
我最喜欢读的就是诗篇。
I love to read the Psalms.
我就是一篇一篇的读诗篇。
And I'll read one Psalm after the other.
我每次就翻。
And I'll just
看看呢。这个大卫王怎么祷告？怎么胜过这个困难
？I'll look to see what David did when he had problems, how he overcame.
那我又看看耶利米书。
I'll look at Jeremiah.
你知道耶利米书
？You know,
the weeping prophet.
Jeremiah is called the weeping prophet.
神给他预言
，God gave him vision.
他所说
and prophecies. And when he says the prophecies,
他们就开始骂他。
Then they all start scolding him.
他们又把他关在监牢里。
Say that he's crazy and lock him up in prison.
他如果没有说
，But if he doesn't speak,
为什么你又不说真话？你又怎么不说
？Then they'll ask him, why don't you say anything?
你知道以赛亚，你知道马开亚，就是每一个先知都这样。
If you look at Isaiah and all the other prophets, they all have a similar problem.
那我们就认识怎么样呢？像他们一样来亲近神，来仰望神。
And we can learn from them how we can draw closer to God and how we can respond to the situation.
所以很重要，我们呢开始呢不只找原因，为什么我们能够欢喜快乐。
So remember, when we go looking for a reason for why we can thank God, we don't.
因为圣经里面说的。因为我们在将后有赏赐。
We also know to do that because the Bible just said so. To do that because we will receive reward
in heaven.
In heaven.
所以呢，很重要。还有我们的信心得到建立。
So remember,
我们的品格、我们的行为得到建立。我们的性格得到。
The other reasons are that we can be thankful for is that our character is being strengthened, our faith is being strengthened.
刚才我们说的第三点就是说，我们开始得到答案，就是从神的话语中 这个是 Rhema 神的话语。
And we can receive Rhema word from God.
当我们需要的时候，我们一定要向神祷告，向神呼求。
Then the first thing we need to do is to
我们要向神呐喊这个欢乐声。
To pray to God.
Yeah, we pray to God.
Cry out to God.
Cry to God. 那我记住，我当我遇到困难的时候。我每一次说 Yehovah Nissi, you are my banner.
Whenever I have problems, I would always pray that.
Yehovah, 你是我的生机，你就是我的得胜，你已经为我打胜仗，你就是我的胜利。
And I start declaring, God, you are my victory. You are the one who will fight for me. You are the one who will get the victory for me.
你知道我在神呼召我回去读大学的时候
，When God called me to go back to university and study again.
在教会里有很多人给我很多麻烦。
There were a few people in the church giving me problems.
啊，他们就说了很多话。
They said many things.
现在他们都不在我们一起。
And today they're not here.
因为他们不明白。
Because they did not understand.
求主原谅，祝福他们。
And may God forgive them.
在大学里面
，in uni.
我也遇到困难，因为他们知道我是牧师。
I also had problems because people found
out. 就开始有不同的问题。
I was a pastor.
那我的身体那个时候也不舒服。
And then at that time, I also had a lot of.
我想，为什么会有多方面的攻击
？And at that time, I was being attacked on many different fronts.
那我记住一句话
，But I remembered one word.
就是 Jehovah Nissi, He is my banner.就是耶和华，你是我的生机，你就是我的胜利。我每一天就是祷告，神啊，你必定为我征战。
And every day,
这个战争属于你。
I prayed and said, God, you will fight for me. You will get the victory for me because this battle is yours.
若这是你的呼召
，if this is what you want me to do,
若是你的旨意
，if this is your purpose for my life,
你必定是要成全
，then you will accomplish it.
而我每次打这神。把我带领，他要我这么做，他必定给我能力，能够做得到。
And I know in my heart that if God has asked me to go anywhere or do anything, then He will empower me to do it.
是的，但是我年纪也不小，要再忽然间要再读大学，那是不容易的。
And I'm older now, and so it's not easy to go back to studying.
但是呢，教会的压力。
And then there were
学习的压力，在家庭我们还有很多责任。
There were study pressures, there was ministry pressures from church and what was happening. Then there were responsibilities that I had to do as a mother. And it
我感谢神，我每天祷告，神每一天支持帮助我。
But I thank God that whenever I prayed, God strengthened me and helped me.
神每一次他必定有旨意，他都安排好的。
God has a purpose.He has to have a reason for everything he does. So if God called me to go back to university, at that time he also told me, you will go to the Cook Islands and serve me there. And at that time I thought, how could this happen? But when I wasIn the Cook Islands,
神真的开始彰显他的大能。
God really revealed His glory and His power.
你知道这个 Crown Prince 的这个太太
，the Crown Prince of Cook Islands, his wife,
啊，她也是我的副校长当时。
At that time was also my principal,
assistant principal. 她那份特别的看重我，
and,
特别的帮助我。
And she really looked after me.
但是呢，神就用她来帮助我。
And God used her to help me.
所以我能够在学校里面来传扬福音，来帮助他们在灵性上得到建立。
So that I could preach the gospel in that school and I could build them up in the spiritual world.
神又特别的训练两个人，一对夫妇，特别的为我祷告，每一次送我去不同的教会来讲道。
Had prepared a couple, a husband and wife, who prayed for me and fasted for me, and they would drive me around to wherever I needed to be preaching.
啊，他们现在还是常常有跟我联络，就是这个 Gina 和她的丈夫。
And to this day, they still keep in contact with me.
神是奇妙的上帝。
God is really amazing.
虽然我们遇到困难
，So when we have problems,
在那个里面的时候，我的讲师也给我很多麻烦。
Right in the in the midst of it, God helps you. Even at that time, my lecturer was giving me problems as
well. 他不明白为什么我本来去要实习，为什么我去到处讲到，这么多人来邀请我，这么多人请我去。
I went to the Cook Islands for a placement to actually be learning to teach, but he saw me traveling everywhere preaching the gospel.
他不明白不是我自己安排的，
And he didn't understand that it was God who had done it ahead of time and he had prepared it. I hadn't planned any of this.
感谢主，到最后的时候
praise God, at the end of it,
他跟我说对不起。
He said to me, sorry.He apologized.
叫我为他祷告。
And he asked me to pray for him.
他自己有问题。
He himself had problems. And he
他诬告我。
Didn't know and he accused me of
就是因为神用他再次回到大学里的时候。
But God used him so that when we went back to Australia from the Cook Islands,
他就给了很好的报告。
He gave a very good report of me.
然后再回到大学的时候
，So that when I went back to class,
人家就不同的眼光看着我。
People looked at me differently.
神就大大的帮助我们。
And God really helped me.
很重要，我们要记
住。
当我们向神祈求的时候。
So know that when we cry out to God, He is our refuge and our strength, our ever-present help in trouble, and He knows how to help us overcome that situation.
我要与大家分享的就是我们要以善对恶。
The last point I want to tell you is that we must overcome evil with good.
就是呢，我们要以善对恶。人家对我们不好，我们要对他好。
So if people treat us badly, we must be good to them.
我们要为他祷告。
We must pray for them.
我们要为他祷告。
We must pray for them.
我们能够想机会来帮助，来祝福他们。
We have to think of opportunities of how we can help them and
how we can
do good to them.
可能有时候他们自己不知道他们自己做什么。
Those people who are doing the wrong thing, perhaps they don't even know what they're doing. They don't realize that Satan is using them.
不管他们的动机是什么。
They don't understand their own actions.
他们的心态是什么?
Their own motives and attitudes.
It doesn't matter what their attitudes or their motive. But one thing we know that God understands, we pray. The most important is our own motive, our own attitude is good. Our heart is for Jesus. That is the most important thing. That we will keep our heart and mind in Christ Jesus. That we obey God.We love him and we trust in his guidance. That is very important. 所以呢，当我们信主，耶稣基督为我们救主，要记住我们是耶稣的门徒，我们要继续为他发光。不管遇到什么事情，我们仍然要知道我是基督徒，我是神的子女，我是世上的光，世上的盐。所以我的责任是要继续发光。
So,If we have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, then we must know we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And we need to continue to shine for Him and continue to be the light.
就是要再次的提醒大家要记住耶和华尼西就是耶和华尼西他就是我的神奇他就是我的胜利。
So I want to remind you once again that God is our Jehovah Nissi. And Jehovah Nissi is a Hebrew to say that the Lord is my banner. He is my victory. That's the meaning of it.
每一天你生活
So every day,
若遇到考验
if you have trials and tests,
遇到生病遇到难题的时候
if you get sick or if you have problems, you can thank God.
你可以开始不断的祷告
You can pray without ceasing.
你能够欢喜快乐
You can rejoice in the Lord.
因为你知道神明白
Because God,
你开始在神的话语上找答案
Because you know that God knows. Number three, you can look for the answer.
你要不住的祷告，祈求神帮助开恩
And you can cry out to God,
为你开道路
to open the way for you,
为你来征战
to fight for you.
你要记住。
You must remember,
以善对恶
and lastly, you must overcome evil with good, so that the name of God will be glorified.
这样在你的生命中
in this way, in your life,
就能够结美善的果子，圣灵的果实
You will bear good fruit. You will bear godly, the fruit of the Spirit.
就是加拉太书
like those
第五章
Galatians
22.
Does does everyone know how to recite the fruits of the Spirit?
那就是什么 Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. 那就是仁爱 Love, joy, 喜乐平安忍耐什么清洁清洁中文的我不会讲仁慈你讲读大声的读 William 大声的读恩慈良善心实温柔节制感谢赞美主啊，请大家都回去我也要回去学我的中文背不来英文的我会我要回去背中文的你们能够背中英文请大家一起见站立
Let's all stand
来到神的面前感谢神
Let's thank God.
那神这个美善的果子，这个圣灵的果实。
These are good. These fruits of the Spirit, the wonderful fruits of the Spirit.
充满我们这个生命。
May they fill our lives.
能够为主发光。阿爸天父，我们感谢主你的话语。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
感谢你的大爱。
Thank you for your great love.
得着我们的心。
That has found our
heart. 使我们更加的学习，更像你。
Help us to be more like you.
求主帮助我们
Lord, help us
顺服信靠的心
to have a trusting, obedient heart
遵从你的话语
to trust and obey your word to follow you
真正做你的门徒
and truly be your disciple to shine your light
做见证
and to be your witness to the end of the world
欢喜快乐
and to rejoice in you to pray without ceasing
凡事谢恩
to give thanks
凡事献上祷告
in all things
因为这乃是你的旨意
for all things because this
求主帮助我们
will
能够欢喜快乐
Lord help us to rejoice
更加依靠仰望你
to trust you more
让我们今天所听到的
Lord I pray that what we've heard today
不会落空
will not be in vain
让你的话语
let your word
能够真正的撒种在我们这个好的好的泥土里在我们的心中成长
truly be sown in good soil that will grow
让我们知道唯主耶稣是我们的主
and help us to
是我们的盼望
truly know that Lord you are our God
你乃是我们的圣
主 you are our hope
你要为我们征战
Jehovah Nissi you are our banner our
你就是我们的胜利
our help you are our victory
我们感谢你
thank you Lord
就你亲我们的手领我们走
Lord, hold our hands and lead us in the way we should go
奉主耶稣基督的名祈求
in Jesus name we pray
Amen
Amen
愿主你的恩惠慈爱常与我们每一个人同在愿主你保守我们的心怀意念愿主你的平安来保守我们来领导我们这一生感谢主你带领 May the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus May God grant you His perfect peace and surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all this day of our life Thank you Lord in the name of Jesus Amen